Today's daf is brachas daf mem tes. On the top of daf mem tes, the Gemara was discussing birchas haaretz, the second bracha in birchas hamazon. The Gemara mentioned the machlokas whether you say malchus in birchas haaretz. And the Gemara said it really depends whether birchas haaretz is daraisa or drabanan. Ironically, if it's daraisa, it would turn out you don't say malchus because then it's a bracha smuch l'chavrita. It doesn't require malchus. But if it's drabanan, then it would say malchus because then it's not a bracha smuch l'chavrita of the other brachos of benching. The Gemara tells us that generally there is a rule. Rabbi Omer. Ein chosmin b'shtayim. Any bracha, you're not supposed to be chosim with two themes. And the Gemara asks about all of the exceptions, the seeming exceptions. Ala aretz v'ala mazon. We said, no, that means that it's the aretz that actually grows mazon. Ala aretz v'ala peros. Also, the aretz that actually grows peros. Mekadesh Yisrael v'azmanim. It means Klal Yisrael who is Mekadesh v'azmanim. Yisrael v'rashay chadashim also. It's Klal Yisrael that is Mekadesh v'rashay chadashim. The only exception is Mekadesh HaShabbos v'Yisrael v'azmanim. Because Klal Yisrael is not Mekadesh the Shabbos. Obviously, Shabbos is Kavua V'Kayma from Sheshes Yimei Bereshes. But the reason that we're not supposed to be Chosim B'Shtayim generally is Einos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. We try not to bundle mitzvos together too much. The Gemara then tells a story of how Rabbi Zera invited Rav Chista to come learn with him, and Rav Chista was very hesitant. He seemed very dejected. He said, I don't even know anything about Birch Samazon. How could I learn? So what was the Maisa? Why does he feel like he doesn't know anything about Birch Samazon? Because apparently he tried to lead the benching, but he didn't mention bris or Torah or malchus in Birchas Haaretz, and he was criticized. Rav Sheshes criticized him for that. So why did Itaka leave those things out? So Rav holds that bris, Torah, and malchus all need not be mentioned because they don't apply to women, or some of them don't apply to avadim either. So then it's not necessary to mention them in Birchas Hamazon. However, the majority opinion is that certainly you do need to mention them, and therefore. Perhaps Rabbi Zera Rav Chista made a mistake and should have mentioned them according to the Maskana of the Gemara. The Gemara then tells us that because the bracha of Bonu Yerushalayim is a bracha asmuch l'chavrita, it shouldn't really need malchus. You shouldn't have to mention malchus in it. The only reason we mention malchus in the bracha of Bonu Yerushalayim is because if you're going to mention the malchus Beis David, how could you not also mention the malchus of Shemayim? You can't mention one without the other. The malchus of Shemayim is so much more important. The Gemara on the bottom of Mem Tes Amud Aleph tells us that if a person leaves out certain things that we add into benching on special occasions, like Ritzei on Shabbos, Yalav Yavo, and Yantif Rosh Chodesh. So there are other passages that you could add in to substitute for the Ritzei or for the Yalav Yavo, but those extra passages only work if you didn't already start the Bracha of Atov HaMeitiv. Once you start Atov HaMeitiv, then it's too late. Then you have to be Chozer. So when Takad are you Chozer? When do you have to repeat benching? When do you not have to repeat benching? When do you have to repeat davening for forgetting Yalav Yavo? But when do you not? So the Gemara says a very simple rule. Tefillah dechovihi machzirin oso. Let's say Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh. Since you have a chiyuv to daven, at least Shachris and Mincha, you have a chiyuv to daven, merely you're going to have to go and repeat Yalav Yavo, all Yom Tovim, all three tefillos, you have to daven all three tefillos, so you're going to have to go repeat Shmon Esrei if you forget Yalav Yavo. But Birchas Mezona, the Yibay Yachli, Yibay Lawachil, ain machzirin oso. But when it comes to eating, so you don't have to eat on Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to wash on Rosh Chodesh, and therefore if you forget Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to repeat. Shabbos, Yantif, where you do have to wash, so then you do have to repeat if you forget Yalav Yavo. It's the very simple rule. Whatever you had to do, you had no choice but to daven or but to bench, then you're going to have to repeat if you forget Yalav Yavo. When you had another choice, you will not have to repeat if you forget Yalav Yavo. Right before the Mishnah, the Gemara has one final discussion of Machlokas between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, how much meat a person would need to go back to Yerushalayim, how much meat of Kachim you'd have to go travel all the way back to Yerushalayim to go burn from the Atzei Ma'aracha as opposed to burning from wherever he is. Is it a Kazayis or is it a Kabetza? The Gemara just points out that it seems that the Shitos of Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda are the opposite amounts of what they say in the Mishnah in terms of how much you have to bench on. So the Gemara says it's not really a stira. The Gemara is one sheet is Rabbi Yochanan says it is a stira, so you have to flip around one of the machloksim, flip around the deos. But Rabbi says no, it's not a stira at all. Rav Meir holds that v'yachalta v'savata means that you eat and drink and then you chayiv in benching. And how much is eating? A kezayis. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, v'yachalta v'savata means, how much do you eat? Kedei sviya. And that's a kebetza. Kebetza is an achila sheish v'sviya, something that could actually satiate you. So you're only chayiv in benching when you eat a kebetza. But that's very different than the discussion about the meat. The discussion about the meat is an issue of, what do you compare the halach of going back to? Do you compare it to tumas ochlim, or do you compare it to the iser of achila by macholos asuros? If it's compared to tumas ochlim, so tuma only happens when you have a kibetza of food. If you compare it to the iser of macholos asuros, so that happens even with a kazayas. Then the Mishnah on the bottom discusses the different lashonos we use for benching, which depends on the number of people, whether it's 3 or 10 or 100 or and keeps going up in numbers, 10,000. So you have different nuschos of what we use for the birch sazim. And at the end, the Gemara says that it's always better to say nevarech than birchu, because birchu means you guys should bench. Nevarech means that I'm going to bench also. And la'olam al yotzi yadam esatzman akal, the person should never exclude himself from everybody else. He should always include himself with others. So nevarech is the superior phrasing to use rather than barchu. And that's chazar of brach stuff memtas.